Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. One of the reasons that our society is on its last shaky legs just might be that when our children are very young, we start lying to them. All of us do. First, we fill their little brains with nonsense about Santa Claus, the fat little dude in a red suit who, using flying reindeers pulling a sled, delivers Christmas presents to 124 million households, that's just in the United States, in a few hours on Christmas Eve. He lands his sled on the roof, we tell the little cherubs, and he brings the presents down the chimney. Really, they ask, a tiny sliver of skepticism already appearing. Really, we assure them. See, he ate the cookies we left him. It takes years for the sliver to become a chasm, for education and experience to begin to gnaw away at our credibility. We plop them in Santa's lap at the mall, and they are horrified. Not only is he loud and strange and repellent, but the odor of cigarettes and booze stays with them for months. They learn math. If Mr. Claus spent just 1 minute at each house, it would take him almost 600 days to do the job. Only Amazon could pull that off overnight. They realize that their house does not have a fireplace, and if the bearded one came down the chimney, he would shoot straight into the furnace. They look at the chimney and see that its opening measures 12 inches across. If the fat one put more than a single foot in there, it would take the jaws of life to get him out. Then there's the secondary reason for observing Christmas, the first, of course, being to get stuff. To commemorate the birth in a manger, surrounded by animals, on December 25th in the year 00, of a baby named Jesus Christ. According to serious historians, none of those things, not one of them, is objectively true. That is not where it happened, when it happened, or what his name was, but that is our story, and we stick with it, as year after year our credibility shrinks to the vanishing point. And then one day it all comes together, and they look at us, and whether they say it out loud or not, they think, all these years, you've been lying to me. Not just about Christmas, either. We told them the Easter Bunny hid candy and colored eggs in the yard for them to find on Easter morning, that a fairy snuck into their room at night to leave money under their pillow in return for a discarded baby tooth, and at the same time instructed them over and over again in the sternest tones of which we were capable that they must never, ever tell a lie. It's a wonder that by the age of 12 or so they listen to anything we have to say about anything. So, how is it then that we are surprised to see that a large number of our fellow citizens, raised as we were on a diet of lies, are susceptible to the crackpot conspiracy theories of QAnon and the MAGA heads? We accuse them of being stupid and deluded, but believing that John F. Kennedy is going to come back to life, appear in Dallas, and restore Donald Trump to the presidency is not measurably more whacked out than what we told our kids about Santa Claus. What would be wrong with raising our kids on the truth? What would be wrong with telling them that Christmas is a time we've set aside to honor our family and friends by exchanging gifts, and to honor a great teacher who lived 2,000 years ago and whose teachings are still important to us? Why do we need the stupid magic in the story at all?
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.